27, 2024, we'll start with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
It's really hard to hear everybody when they're in the back. What?
For a month.
I'm out. There we go. Okay. Where are we, Pam?
Roll call.
Roll call, please.
Jerry Covertan. Rick Young.
Aye.
Dan Campbell.
Here. Okay. Item four on the agenda, public comments. No, so we'll move on. Item five, approve the agenda. We have a correction in the agenda. Item 13, it is not a resolution, it's just a revision, so that we need the agenda approve that change, please.
I'm going to approve the agenda as changed.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor signify with aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Okay. Item six on the agenda. We have approved the minutes of the previous meetings. We had our regular board meeting on Tuesday, January 23rd, 2024 at 9. And we had a special session on Tuesday, February 6th, 2024 at 10 o'clock. We need a motion to approve those previous meetings.
I'll make a motion to approve the January 23rd and February 6th board meetings.
I second that.
Okay, have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify with aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, moving on to claims. Item seven on this.
Okay, you've had a chance to go through the claims. The total for this session is $428,749.96. Drainage in the amount of $5,629.
Okay. Pretty light claim session. You kind of tell that while we were going through the claims, all three of us go through them. So I knew it was going to be fairly light. It's kind of nice. I need a motion to approve the claims as presented.
Move to approve the claims.
Second minute.
Any comment or discussion?
Inflation considered, that's probably the lowest budget we've ever had. Inflation,
for a while, yeah, it has. Yeah, all in favor signify with aye.
Aye.
Aye. Post same sign. Okay. Moving on to item eight on the agenda with the reports. We have the quarterly report from the recorder and the other reporters.
So for October 1st, 2023 through December 31st, 2023 of last year, the recorder's office collected a total of $91,656.71. Going into the county general fund is $23,772.96. The amount going to the Department of Revenue was $44,615.85. Our Highway Department of Public Health, $2,295. The DNR recreational vehicles, $8,486.90. And the DNR hunting and fishing fund, $10,486.50.
Seems like the Department of Revenue always does well.
Revenue stamps on deeds.
Yep.
Property sells high, so.
And we all know what's happening now. Okay, thank you, Tim. Do I have a motion to approve the quarterly report from the recorder?
I'll make a motion to approve the reporter's quarterly report.
I second that.
A motion and a second. All in favor signify with aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thank you. Okay, we'll move on to number nine on the agenda. Item nine, personnel action. Employee change of status, Marcy Miller, assistant recorder. Marcy is full-time. She will be going from 2266 to 2416 to reflect the responsibilities and funds of Marcy and her work and to bring her closer to the positions that Whiteside County has had. And then we have a termination, Erica?
Rika.
Rika Burton, Baylor. Last day worked was 2/12/24. Do I have a motion to approve those personnel actions?
I move to approve that, those two personnel actions.
Second.
Okay, a motion and a second. Any comment or discussion? All those in favor signify with aye.
Aye.
Okay, item 10. Applications, agreements, and contracts. Agreement for service with YSS of Hamilton County. Okay, this agreement, a YSS of Hamilton County is a nonprofit organization registered with the Iowa Secretary of State and the Internal Revenue Service. For over 45 years, the mission of YSS has been to create hope and opportunity by putting kids first. We empower youth and families to provide education, to build healthy minds and bodies, counseling to overcome life challenges, and stability to focus on the future. According to the Iowa Department of Public Health Iowa Youth Survey, between 27 and 36% of Iowa students reported felt sad or hopeless every day for 2 weeks or more. Even more alarming, one in every four of eighth grade students who reported suicide attempted suicide. Background, a mental health crisis is here. The effects of the pandemic are clearly negatively impacting our youth. Hamilton County has always recognized mental health as a top priority in our communities, and YSSAC is committed to expanding our counseling services locally. In order to meet the dramatically increasing need, we are pursuing innovative marketing and recruitment campaigns to attract, retain, and expand our team of mental health professionals. Currently, YSS provides counseling and mental health service to more than 220 Hamilton County residents each year through more than 1,800 appointments with licensed mental health professionals. We accept both private insurance as well as licensed mental health Medicaid, so cost is not a barrier to receive services. An investment in ensuring Hamilton County has sufficient resources to meet mental health needs of its communities, protect youth, help families, and build stronger local connections. YSS shall annually on or before the second Tuesday of July provide the following documentation: number of client appointments conducted during the fiscal year, number of unique clients seen by YSSHC, and YSS agree to provide said services. The county agrees to provide administrative support of $15,000 annually, paid in two payments of $7,500. So Jerry serves on the YSS board. Do you have any comments?
The YSS board does a lot of things with the youth in our county, not just in Webster City. We do have an office here in Webster City that they provide counseling at. As everybody knows, there has been a mental health crisis. You know, the pandemic brought up a mental health crisis, and we're finding more and more kids are struggling with issues at school, at home, and they sometimes have no one to talk to with all the social media bullying that's going on and everything. Sometimes they just need assistance. YSS is there to help them with that, and we found out through a lot of this is that when kids start having issues at school, they sometimes turn to drugs and alcohol, which can even make the problem worse. The YSS provides those services. They've been in Hamilton County for 50 years plus, trying to help kids. So they're a very good service that we appreciate helping with.
Thank you, Alan. Yeah. Do I have a motion to approve the agreement for services with YSS of Hamilton County?
I'll make that motion.
I'll second that.
Okay, motion and second. All in favor signify with aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thank you.
I'd also like to say that we're guided from the state auditor. We believe this meets the standards that the state requires, that they provide a service to us, and they clearly state the services that they provide here. So.
Okay, thank you, Red. Okay. Maybe not a order here, so I don't get out of whack. Item 10B, insurance renewal. We have our insurance renewal with Assured Partners and ISAC, which does our health insurance and stuff. We have a business associate agreement that we have here. I'm not reading all that.
Oh,
we'll save it for next year. Compensation fee and disclosure statement with them. ISAP group benefit program, which is medical, dental, vision, critical illness, accident, voluntary illness, voluntary life, voluntary ADD, and COBRA. So all those things that ISAC provides and insured partners gives contribute to us. So do I have a motion to approve the insurance renewal?
I'm going to approve the insurance renewal. And this is also not taking, but we spend hours and hours going through this every year. So even though it only takes a few minutes here, it takes a lot of time to review the whole thing.
And
have a second.
We have a motion and second. All those in favor signify with aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Okay, let's see, liquor license. We have Rustic Rose Barn LLC in Roland, Iowa. They have a Class C retail alcohol license for a term of 8 months. It is effective March 16, 2024 through November 16th of 2024. So we generally do this every year for them. So I need a motion to approve the liquor license for Rustic Rose Barn LLC.
I'll make the motion to approve the license for the Rustic Rose Barn LLC.
I second that.
Okay, motion and second. All those in favor signify with aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Aye. The approve and authorize chairperson to sign final pay voucher for Hamilton County project. Right?
Yep. The project was the bridge repair and deck overlay on Bridge C31.1, also known as the Ned Woods Bridge. It's on Route D20 over the Boom River, not much out here. Prime contractor was Cunningham Reese Construction of Van Meter, Iowa. The project was funded with Federal Aid Highway Bridge Program funds. The completed construction cost was $493,653.80. We've completed our project review and have all the necessary submittals from the contractor. Upon approval of this voucher, we will submit all the final paperwork to the DOT for their review. And once that's completed, they will release the Elder Page to the government.
Yeah. Thank you. And they did a very nice job.
They're really good.
Yeah. Okay, I need a motion to authorize chair to sign final pay voucher.
Move to approve that authorization of the chairperson.
Second.
Okay, a motion and second. All those in favor signify with aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thank you. Item 11 on the agenda, public hearing proposal to vacate County Road. Okay. I'll open the public hearing. Time is a proof of publication.
It was published in the Daily Freeman Journal on February 14th.
Okay, thank you, Kim. Presentation of proposal. Dr. Ryan.
Sure. So a board supervisors heard a request to vacate Wilson Avenue from 240th Street north, approximately half mile to the dead end. The dead end's just south of Highway 20. This is between Section 7 of Liberty Township and Section 12 of Independence Township. All of the surrounding land is owned by the individual making the request. There are no utilities present. It'd be my recommendation to approve this vacation as it will remove the burden of maintaining the road from the county, and the landowner can return the land to agricultural production, and the land will be placed back in the tax rolls. So I think this is a win-win for both parties.
Okay, thank you, Ryan. Okay, Kim, is there any written or oral objection?
None has been received.
Support. Okay. This time, I will close the public hearing. We'll move on to item 12 on the agenda, Resolution 2024-12, Vacate County Road. The resolution reads, whereas the public hearing was conducted on Tuesday, February 27th, 2024, following publication and service of notice as required by law on the proposed vacation and closure of a portion of Hamilton County Secondary Road described as follows. All that portion of the right-of-way in the southeast quarter of Section 12, Township 88 North, Range 25 West of the 5th Principal Meridian, Independence Township, Hamilton County, Iowa, and the southwest quarter of Section 7, Township 88 North, Range 24 West of the 5th Principal Meridian, Liberty Township, Hamilton County, Iowa, along a center line commencing at a point 33 feet north of the southwest corner of said Section 7, fence north along the west line of the southwest quarter of section 7 to the southerly limit of the portion of the right-of-way vacated by the Hamilton County Board of Supervisors on December 1st, 1999. Whereas no objections have been received either in writing or by persons present, now therefore be resolved by the Hamilton County Board of Supervisors that the above stated section of the order vacated and closed.
So with that description, everybody here said I'll be able to drive right to it. Okay. Do I have a motion to approve resolution 2024-12?
I'll make a motion to approve resolution 2024-12, vacate County Road.
I'll second that.
We have a motion and second. This is roll call.
Young?
Aye.
Clover Dance?
Aye.
And Billy?
And forgot me.
I can think of it.
Give it a whirl, I'll answer. Okay, thank you, everyone. Okay, item 13 on the agenda, revision of the Hamilton County Secondary Road five-year construction plan. Giving Brian a workout this morning.
So this is a follow-up to resolution 2024-10, which was approved at the last board meeting. That resolution moved the project from William Dover Pass Bridge to fiscal year 26. This timetable aligns with five other counties we're working with to submit a federal aid bridge improvement program, or BIP for short, grant application. As I explained the last meeting, the estimated cost of the bridge has increased due to the current trails and bridge construction costs. The county may choose to use available highway bridge program fund, HBP funds, to supplement the cost of construction beyond what the possible BIP grant funding will cover. We initially thought we needed to program these HBP funds at this time. However, we've been assured by the DOT that we can program those funds after a potential BIP award and minimize the commitment of our HBP funds based on the actual awarded BIP funding. This proposed amended county five-year program replaces the programmed HBP funds with potential BIP funds. So it's been a programming challenge over the last week or two, just working with the DOT local systems, HDR, who's a consultant that we're working with that put together this this package. We got the six counties, we've all got to have our programs aligned and get the STIP by the time this application is submitted. So when the feds see the application, they see it in the STIP, everything is aligned. And we're trying to maximize the amount of funds that we could get out of a potential BIP grant. So that's basically what we're doing.
Okay. Thank you, Ryan. So do I have a motion to approve the revision of the Hamilton County Secondary Road five-year construction plan?
Move to approve that revision.
Second.
We have a motion second. All those in favor signify with aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Item 14 on agenda, board and committee reports and other county information. You're right in the line of fire.
I don't know. I mean, Brian. Just a reminder, our hotel motel grant deadline is this Thursday, the 29th at noon. So if anybody plans to submit an application, they can drop it off at our new location at 610 Collins Street or email it to Rebecca and I. I submitted a bid to host the Central Iowa Tourism Workshop in April, and we were chosen. So that will be held April 17th, I believe, at Briggswood. And then Katie and Ryan's not here, but just a reminder, they had their VA coffee tomorrow at 8 a.m.
Thank you. Ryan?
We plan on opening the golf course this Friday.
Ooh.
I'm like Lewis, we've ever done that. 3 days later, we'll probably shut it down again. The long range forecast. So yeah, we'll plan on getting that going here for the weekend. We're also hosting a public open house on Tuesday, March 5th. Then we're going to go over our public survey that was completed and also to gain more input if people want. They can also come and visit the staff at individual locations for different areas that we manage and take care of. So yeah,
thanks, Ryan.
We do have a couple openings in the sheriff's office. We have an opening for jailers and a dispatcher. So if you're interested, get on the webpage, county's webpage under employment, and download an application or stop in the sheriff's office. Also, if you've been paying attention, we were under the red flag warning. Our fire department was pretty busy yesterday. Don't be burning. I know Camar was out three times in the last 24 hours. One of them was because somebody was burning and not paying attention. That's their strong winds and the warning that were needed. And if you do decide to burn, do a controlled burn, call into the sheriff's office so we don't have to be paging first responders for a fire that's controlled.
Thank you. Pam?
I want to encourage veterans to come out for the VA coffee tomorrow. It's at Sashi Station. So we're going to talk about the different services that are available at Sashi. Make sure that the veterans are aware of that. So public health will be talking. I know all of us that are there will be just going over those services. And that's it.
Okay. Mine's good. Yeah.
Just a reminder that with spring coming, a lot of people are out on their ORVs and ATVs. So if you did not renew them by the end of last year, you have to do that. We no longer have a county pass that you have to have. That you have to have the DNR sticker. And I know that the governor opened it up to the state, allowed a lot of people to ride. There still are rules, maximum 35 mile an hour speed limits. You're supposed to take the most direct route. So if that is on a gravel road, you were supposed to take that instead of just going down the highways. There are a few rules. We have copies of all those. If anybody would like to pick them up so they know if they're within the guidelines.
Thanks, yeah. Winter is not quite ready to let go yet. Just reminder that tomorrow morning is supposed to be about 14 degrees. And we could get some snow. Hopefully it's just a trace, but just keep in mind that there might be reprieves. Pay attention to ramps and bridges especially. And also we have the hazard mitigation plan is due. It has to be updated every 5 years. It was last updated in 2019. So that process has started. We have contracted with Midas Council of Governments to do that work. And the meetings will start soon. I'm getting that nailed down with them. Mm-hmm. It could be maybe even next week. And we encourage all jurisdictions, mayor, city council, fire departments, I'll send out emails if they could participate. So it's important that everybody participates, because if you want FEMA funding, mm-hmm. you need to be part of that plan, and then all the jurisdictions will need to adopt that plan as well. But I'll get that information out.
Yeah. Thanks, Dan. The special election next Tuesday for South Hamilton School and finishing up the budget.
As Kim said, we've been working on the budget here for the last 3 or 4 weeks, and they've been working on it longer. So we're just about done with that. I would like to piggyback on everybody else talking about the veterans coffee tomorrow at Shashi. The thing that we've done is we've moved all of our social services departments out to the Shashi Station at 1610 Collins Street. So if you need services from the county, that's where you'd want to go. I want to remind people that it's there for them to use, not just to sit there and look pretty. If you need assistance, that's where you need to go to get that assistance. Other than that, I got nothing.
A shout out to those who have for the last maybe 50 plus years been listening to law enforcement scans over the analog scanners. That's going to come to an end here in the near term. We had some money left. We want to make sure that everybody who was involved in safety programs throughout the county had a digital pager, and we had some money left in the emergency management, and then also the supervisors are going to put some in. It's just important. So I was concerned that somebody was just going to get 5 extras and throw them in their desk. So we have names of every person receiving digital pagers here in the county. And I don't know exactly when we were going to sign that off, Sheriff, but the window is closing pretty soon here. But first of all, we want to make sure all the people that are volunteering or paid have the best that they can get that we can possibly afford. So I think we'll probably have that on the next agenda.
Should have good coverage in Stratford, the way it looked. Yeah.
As you bear.
A lot of people.
Yeah, a lot of people.
We appreciate all those individuals that volunteer for those services and our communities.
In rural America, fire, first responders and everything, it's hard to get young people today because they work away from home and so on. So we want anybody who has the will and the way to serve their community, people need to have the best equipment we can get to us.
And the little bit, 32 pagers and Shepherd and one in Williams. So you need the discrepancy in the level of service. I mean, I'm not saying Williams is thing, but you know,
I think that's because some of the other jurisdictions or other departments had already started purchasing.
Yeah, some got grants, some had support. We came, finally came to a point we just needed to get everybody on the same plane.
And volunteers appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, thanks, Doug. Thanks, Rick. Thank you. Okay, I'm just, the only thing I have is a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
I second that.
Motion taken. All in favor, signify with aye.
Aye.
Okay, thank you, everyone. Have a good day.